Good morning to you, Rowan.
Yeah, how's it been for you watching all of this unfold in Nepal, a country that's very close to your heart?
It's been very emotional. I became aware of the earthquake Saturday night, and straight away it was, oh my God, I wonder how my family over there is going. So just tried to get in touch through social media, telephone, and nothing worked. So it was very stressful for quite some time. And eventually word came through that everybody in the village that I've been going to, called Lura, below Mount Everest, was okay, which was a huge relief, of course, even if houses had been destroyed and people were sleeping outside because they were scared, at least they were alive.
Yes, absolutely. And what's happened in the week since? Have you been able to have any sort of deeper conversations with those folks? Or I guess it's such a remote area and communications can be pretty difficult.
That's right. The only thing that I've been able to do was to talk with a young woman there, Parvati Tamang, sorry, Basnet, who has got a Facebook page, and obviously her mobile phone is working overtime at the moment, and she's been telling me that her house had been destroyed. And so I asked her, well, she asked for help, but you can't help just one person. So I asked her, can you please go in the villages around the community forest and take pictures of the houses that are damaged and get the names of the family? And then we, us in the group of people who have been involved there with Beyond the Smile over the last few years, can actually, you know, get in touch with other people and try to raise money to help you.
Mm. It's very easy to sort of be consumed by the dire situations and the doom and gloom that's happening in Nepal at the moment. But can you tell me a bit about why you have such a heart for the country and what it means to you? Because it, as we've been saying, it's one of the most beautiful places on earth.
It is. And I always wonder, is it the place that makes the people or the people that make the place? And I think in the case of Nepal, it goes both ways. The people over there are just so warm. They are extraordinary. They open their heart and their houses to you. And I feel very privileged and grateful that I'm actually part of a community over there. In fact, my husband Eric Renz and I got married last year in the Tamang tradition, and it was amazing.
You know,
people coming from all over the place just to see those two foreigners, whiteys, who got married in their tradition, not, you know, in the Christian tradition.
Yes.
It was quite something, and it felt just so beautiful because there were people there. It's part of the tradition to give newlyweds money, and there were people there who had absolutely nothing, just the clothing on their backs, and they'd give you an envelope with 5 rupees in it, which is, what, 5 cents? I don't know, not much.
Mm, mm.
And it was just, it brought tears to my eyes.
Absolutely. And as you said, well, you were married there last year, but you have spent a lot of time in Nepal since you were the first Australian woman to make it to the summit of Everest.
I certainly have, yes. I started guiding there again in 2005, and I met a guy called Lakpa Tamang, who was one of the workers on my mountaineering trips, and he had the most amazing smile. And I straight away came up with a documentary title, which was Beyond the Smile, because I wanted to find out if that big smile was also happening at home, not just on trips where people are having fun. And it does happen at home too. There is just so much joy in that community, and like many other communities, I'm sure. And a real esprit de corps. People really stick together and they help each other. And once you become part of a community there, like a lot of us Australians have become through trekking or doing volunteering over there, you can't go back. You're just part of the community, and you will always be.
Bridget, what do you say to people who are listening this morning and thinking, oh, I'm not sure whether I should give, I'm not sure whether I should donate? What would be your message?
Follow your heart, and whatever you can give, whether it's $5, $20, $100, $5,000, it doesn't matter. Just do it. Please do it. People over there are really worth it. They are beautiful people, and they would do the same for you.
Do you have plans to return to Nepal anytime soon?
Yes, I'm hoping to take a well-being, well-doing trek there in November, back to the same village. I've come up with the idea of leading treks which are village-based, which means that there is a bit job creation happening in the village itself. Instead of people having to go out to work away from their families, they can actually work at home. And it works for everybody, because you've got people from, you know, Australia and other places going and living in a small village, and it's really quite an experience. It's fantastic.
I bet it is. No more plans to go back to the summit of Everest at this point?
I don't think so, no. I was on four expeditions, you know, before I got to the summit, and that's quite enough.
Yes. But still, obviously, such a deep love for Nepal and for the Nepali people as well. Brigitte, it's been lovely talking to you this morning. Thank you very much for taking the time, and thank you for your encouragement as part of this ABC Oxfam Nepal Earthquake Appeal. All the best to you.
Thank you. Same to you.